It's Monday, and that means it's time for our weekly chat with the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington about the business news making headlines in our community, Eric Carlson. As always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Josh. Good to see you.
Well, I want to start with some major news out of Toyota about a week ago, which seemed to take a number of our business and government leaders by surprise. Of course, I'm talking about the corporate consolidation that's going to have a pretty sizable effect on Toyota's Kentucky operations.
Yeah, Toyota has been operating for years under different silos. There's Toyota Sales, there's Toyota Motor Manufacturing, there's Toyota Engineering, and so they are all now going to be operating out of one facility north of Dallas, Texas, in Plano. Previously, Toyota Sales were in California and Torrance. We had the engineering TEMA here in Kentucky up in Erlanger. And so all these divisions are going to be compiled down into Texas. And so as a total, Erlanger in northern Kentucky will be losing 1,550 jobs as a result. 1,000 of them will go to Texas. 200 or so will be going up to the Ann Arbor area of Michigan, and 300 will actually be coming here into central Kentucky. So while it is definitely a bad thing for the state, things didn't go as badly as it could have had for those of us here in central Kentucky.
What's Toyota's end game here? Why the move away from Kentucky and Auto Alley, as it's known?
Well, they've decided that in the process of doing this, that they weren't going to go into a place where they already had existing facilities, such as California or Kentucky, that apparently Kentucky was off the map as soon as they started discussing this. This was according to Mike Goss, Vice President of Communications for Toyota, who is working out of the offices up in Erlanger, and he himself will have to be moving sometime in the next couple of years down to Texas.
Another interesting turn of events last week was the news that Lexington won't be served by Time Warner Cable after all. Ends up we're part of a swap between cable companies. How's that going to work?
Yeah, the Time Warner Comcast merger was announced back in February that the nation's largest cable company in Comcast was going to be absorbing the second largest cable company in Time Warner. And as a result, we were under the impression that we were going to be Comcast here in Lexington. And it turns out, as a result, to make this more palatable to the regulators, Comcast has struck a deal with Charter Communications out of St. Louis to swap a number of customers, all of those in Kentucky, a number in Ohio and other states, to go under the Charter label. And that's something that will happen post-merger. And I'm not sure, they haven't put out exactly how it's going to happen, but from what it looks like, is it's something that will happen instantaneously as the merger itself is approved. And this will result in a net loss of customers for Comcast post-merger than it would have, but it keeps them under 30% of the nation's cable subscribers, which they feel is something that the FCC and other regulators will feel better about when it comes to making the merger happen.
The company Lyft now coming to Lexington. We're going to see some cars with mustaches on them.
Yeah, if you notice the pink mustache on vehicles around town, that is Lyft, L-Y-F-T, which is a mobile phone app-based taxi-type service. We've seen Lyft and Uber come into cities around Lexington, and now Lyft is making its first appearance in Lexington. But one of the things that immediately comes to mind is this is essentially a taxi service that isn't necessarily registered as taxi drivers. Other cities, we've seen police cracking down on Uber X and on Lyft for what they essentially are calling illegal taxi operators. So we'll see what Lexington decides to do about this as we're seeing our first versions of this coming to town.
Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, our guest, as always, on BizLex Chat. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Josh. Good seeing you.